tubbed up rice. I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass!
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Ah, Rob. Good on you for being such a such right. a dedicated contributor to just set out through all the fascinating features we've had this morning. What a morning it's been, Rob.
It was fantastic. I've enjoyed every second of it. Love that last tune, by the way.
Me too. That was really cool. That's a really great song, the new Moonbound song. That's the first time we've heard it, first time we played it. You heard it first here on 95 BFM Breakfast. You heard it first here on 95 BFM Breakfast. But now, go grab a big sponge because your brain's going to melt.
Well, last week, I briefly...
I love it. Can I just say, before you kick into this, I love the way that you're really... You really got your solid footing for this one because you're scaring yourself, aren't you?
I am. I'm all over the gaff with this. Last week, I briefly talked to you off air about RH blood, the RH blood type.
RH, but the human being blood type.
Human being blood type, RH blood. Thanks to Google, because since I've been doing this, I look at so much weird stuff. Thanks to Google, they send me stuff now. And I got this...
Lead you down the garden
they
path.
They do. There's a bloke called Dr. Ellis Silver who just brought out a book called Humans Are Not From Earth.
He's a doctor, is he?
Well, he's an environmentalist and an ecologist. One of them. He's a doctorate in limnology. Do you know what that is?
Limnology.
It's the study of lakes and other inland water ecosystems.
Right, so he'd be definitely the
best. He's definitely the one to what that is. No, but that's his...
Humans are not from Earth and other inland lakes.
Yeah.
As opposed to lakes that are offshore.
Exactly. He's been collecting information and stuff, and it's his big, big thing. But this is where the RH blood type story comes into play.
Buckle up.
I've never really talked about what I think is going on in the universe and beyond and all that. Well, no, not really. I mean, I say I don't believe in God and all that, but I'm sort of an ancient alien theorist. Is that the right word?
I hope you don't think I'm talking out of school when I say that before off here, you said, I so want ancient aliens to be true.
I do.
That does not, however, mean that you're that you're swayed by the ancient aliens argument. It's just that you do happen to really wish.
I really wish it's true.
Have you got your glasses, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, I just cleaned them.
Period.
Thank you. I just cleaned them.
Since I've met you, sort of thing. First time you clean them.
No, I wear these every week, but I just don't clean them. Thank you.
Tortoiseshell
thing. I've got a shirt on and everything. Yeah. But anyway.
Good luck in court, by the way.
In a short period of time, humans have done the most amazing things, right? We've got a truly advanced technological intelligence, right?
I love the power. That's great.
Right. In the past...
In the
past 5,000 years, we've developed electricity, divided the atom, developed computers, led man to the moon.
Sure.
And so much other stuff. I was going to say pot noodles and all that and try to be funny, but this isn't funny. This is real serious
language
shit,
that's one thing we developed.
Yeah, language and written language, which is I've got sent down so
music
many,
what maths
anyway there's no other species on earth can attribute
puppetry
such, there's nothing else on earth has done anything close to what we've done, right? Nothing that comes ants. They got little like towers, termites, all them big termite gaffs and all
there's
that.
There's a massive wasp nest they pulled out of the
south. A million German wasps. They weren't happy.
No.
What happened to them? Do you know when they did that nest? Do you reckon all the wasps like died or they just go and set up somewhere else?
I think it would be fair to say that they...
They all died.
They were executed.
Oh. Yeah, that's sad. Aren't we great people? Anyway.
Your wasps, though.
Compared to other species on Earth...
We don't really know about, because whales could be so much more smarter than us.
Well, I think
there's
they
a good
are.
Argument that they are.
I think they are. Trouble is, I watched Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and that's
Ancient Aliens and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I'm not sure
what's true.
Are two of the most scientifically stable things to posit. Yeah.
But anyway,
hey, courses. Yeah.
We've done so many amazing things, but they're saying, like, when we're born, when a human baby is born,
which is pretty amazing, by the way. I've seen that, and it's pretty amazing.
It's like we're quite helpless, right? So we're not
useless.
We're quite helpless. So we're not neurologically ready for life, whereas a horse is born and straight away can have a look around and have a wander about.
Up and head them, off you go.
But then I was thinking, well, hang on a minute, what about kangaroos?
That's a fair call. What about sloths? Kangaroos?
Well, they've got sloths. They got, when a little baby kangaroo's born, it's just...
A joey.
Exactly, it can't do nothing.
Yeah.
So that part of the argument...
Well, I mean, I'm not following your point, but carry on.
What I'm saying is that we're not actually...
A lot of mammals are pretty useless to just add the... Even birds, you know, birds are blind and...
So that's this argument
Mum
that we don't...
comes and throws up the dinner.
That's their argument that we don't come from this planet because...
Because we're useless
when we're first born. And I thought, well, you know what? I don't agree with that.
I'm not a doctor, and certainly not a doctor of lakes. But I've got a theory about that, which we can address on another edition of
I'm going
Can
a
you,
long
Adam,
way
Eva.
Around.
You certainly are.
Just to get to this blood type, right? Because this is, it all ties in, and he's saying, right.
Just for people who may have only just joined us, we're talking about the Rh blood type.
So I started getting into blood types. Now, I thought there was only... this is the journey I've been on. I thought there was only, like, four types of blood, but there's not.
Okay.
There's, like, 30 of them. 30 different blood types.
Oh, goodness me.
But they all almost interact with each other. Whereas Rh doesn't... There's nothing. It's a blood on its own.
It's just a lone blood. So, Okay, so it's...
So
when you say it doesn't interact with the other bloods, what socialise?
Well, sort of, you know what I mean? And I looked at, why have we got different blood types? Right, and it's because of diseases and stuff like that. So,
right, yes.
So it's mutated and all that sort of stuff.
A defence mechanism?
Fortify our system? Typo is pre sort of like history. And that's that they've got that from DNA.
Prehistory,
yeah. You know, they got that from DNA from fossils and that. And type O is about 5 million years old.
Type O, 5
type
million.
O is about
okay,
five
so that's
million
good. 5
old.
Million, good.
So basically, what he's saying is you've got this small 1 in 1,000 has Rh.
1 in 1,000?
1 in 1,000. Has Rh, and it's basically...
That's when you've got a planet full of 6 or 7 billion people. That's quite a few.
Yeah, but and then I started thinking to myself, well, okay, do animals have different blood types to each other?
Yeah.
Oh, do they? I couldn't
I don't
find
know, do
that.
They?
Well, that's
you're,
what I'm trying
the
to
specialist.
Find out. Like, B, yeah, I couldn't find that out. I want B listeners to find out.
You mean like if a wombat, say
you got rat, right? You've got a rat in New Zealand. Would that have the same blood type as a rat
a
in
question.
England? Because that would actually tell...
Straight to the phones. Good morning.
Animals do have different blood types.
To each other?
Like dogs. I think it's dogs have A and B.
I say every species has a different collection.
Not necessarily. This is my assumption. Higher up the chain...
We need assumptions.
Yeah, fair enough. But higher up the chain, the more blood types you'll have.
It's the chain.
What do you mean the chain? So like an amoeba's got one.
A dolphin's got 39 or something.
Yeah, that's the hypothesis, yeah.
Are you a doctor of lakes?
No.
Okay, all right.
I know a Dr. Lake.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your input this morning. If anyone else has got anything they'd like to add, 09309 3879, this is a... Really starting to pick up the pace on this discussion, right?
I suppose with me, what it is, I started on this Rh and then I just went down all these little rabbit holes and I got so confused. And this is the first time I've never really finished anything off and had a conclusion at the end of it because I don't know what's going on.
So, I mean, what are you saying? Are you saying this is a... I mean, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay.
Rob, what you were saying last week was that this is an alien blood type. There is speculation.
That is this speculation.
And
that is.
Now, BFM listeners are strict.
Well,
they're not likely to. They don't follow fancy.
No,
you know, they're not easily swayed. But listeners, I ask you to at least take this on board. This is the idea of this on board, just for now, just as while we're talking about it, and maybe open your mind to it. Tess, how are you feeling about the whole conversation?
Feeling overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed. Really? Do you know what blood type you are?
No, actually, I don't.
No, I don't either. You should just be able to just.
Yeah, I don't know what
mine
is.
Well, you can. You can get a blood test.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but.
What would you do if you was rhesus H?
Excuse me?
Huh? What would you do if you was that rhesus negative?
What's rhesus? Oh, is this what it's called? Like a rhesus monkey?
I think that's where.
What would you do?
Yeah, I'd be quite happy about it.
Well, I mean.
Because sometimes I think I'm not from here.
Same.
This planet, you know?
Same.
Yeah.
The thing is with that blood type as well, blood types can mix, is that right?
Yeah.
Because I did a little bit of in front of myself over the week, but the RH, you can only have a transfusion with someone else with that blood type.
Yeah.
Someone says that you can use coconut water.
They did. We talked about this last week, if you remember, Tess. Yeah. Coconut water was used in the tropics during the war by the American servicemen when they ran out of plasma. I think it's only a it's not a substitute. Okay. Obviously, don't bleed yourself out and fill yourself up with coconut water.
It's mainly the Basque region. That's where the most percentage of people that have got that blood type.
What are you talking about now?
That blood type.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you were talking about coconut water.
Oh, no. 30% of people.
We've just had someone text in saying they're RBH.
No, hey, hang on a second. What?
Riff.
Wow.
What are they? A bloody riff, is he?
Yeah.
Of course he would be. Riff. Hey. What's riff. RBH? That's not RH, though.
No, that's the.
Is that different?
Type.
Is that RBH? It's the same. Is he?
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's 30 different types of blood types.
And what's the procedure when you find someone who's got it then?
Marry them.
What?
I don't know.
It doesn't change your blood. Doesn't matter. You make all sorts of promises, but it doesn't change your blood type. Does that make him an emperor or something? Or royalty?
Yeah.
Like actual genuine bloodline royalty?
I don't know. Is that true?
Well, when I was researching it, there was a little bit that said royalty.
Well, the word has been bandied around, caller.
Yeah.
I talked to Rob last week. He gave me an assignment to search up blood types, which I did. So is RH positive, RH negative? The point of RH positive, which is... most of Africa, most of Asia, is that you're immune to, I think it's called toxoplasma, which is cat lady disease.
Yeah, well, that's very, that's not prevalent over here, but people get that all the time over. I know some who had that. Yeah. It's not mad cat lady disease. You get it from cat excrement.
Correct.
Yeah. It's not good for you, especially if you're pregnant.
In Europe, Europeans, because they didn't have wild cats as prevalent in Africa and China, they have a lot more RH negative. And it's particularly prominent in, as Rob says, Spain and Morocco. It's also prevalent in...
So which is the rare one, though?
Negative.
Oh! That text is freaky, but I did read that last time. Okay, negative. So here we are. Someone's texted and said... I'm not going to read this out as it's written because it's kind of pretty brutal. But this texter's wife is RH negative, and this is something that you want to read this as well, Rob. That if someone who is RH negative gets pregnant, unless she gets a certain type of injection, her body will try and get rid of the pregnancy. Isn't that crazy?
Correct. Yeah.
What's that about?
That's why people get blood tests before they get married. So why would a human race
You don't need a blood test to get married.
I don't think people do get blood tests.
You mean before they get pregnant, you mean?
Because you can solve it now. Medicine can solve it now. So it's not a big issue. But why would the human race introduce this as a possible destroyer of children unless there was a benefit for it? And what they reckon it was because of the toxic plasma thing, which I'm calling mad cat lady disease.
Right.
Wow.
I think we have reached the maximum. What's the days of my head's going to run off the road in a minute.
One more point.
No, we can talk more about it next week.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much,
what have you done, Rob?